The Valley's Best Mix is the all-new Coho 101. Nice to have you along on this Thursday edition of the Coho Morning Show. I'm Chris Hansen. Great to have the friends from Cascade Medical Center back with us once again in the new year for the Cascade Medical Minute, our first go-around for the new year, which, by the way, this segment airs on the first and third Thursday of every month. And this being the first Thursday, it's the time. And Christiane Brown's going to join us this week. She's a registered nurse and certified case manager with Cascade Medical Center, going to talk to us about heart disease, some alarming statistics, and also some encouraging news about prevention as well. And Christiane, it's nice to have you along.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, Christiane, you've been a registered nurse for how long?
23 years.
Wow, you've been doing this kind of work for quite some time. And in the Upper Valley for how much?
6 years.
6 years now. Excellent. I would imagine being a nurse in 2017 is a little different than being a nurse when you started back in the 1990s.
Oh, yes, it is. Uh-huh.
What's the thing that's changed the most? I know we want to talk about heart disease today and specifically, but I'm curious to know about registered nurses, how technology's changed the position a little.
I would say technology has absolutely changed. When I started and worked in ICU, we had big, huge written worksheets that we documented on, and now everything is computerized. So that is the biggest change. Nursing responsibility has also grown, and we try to get all registered nurses working at the top of their licenses.
And improve patient care, I imagine that's something you've seen over the years too.
Absolutely, yes. We know a lot more about disease processes and how to help patients improve their health.
And Christiane, I imagine, unfortunately, heart disease and the occurrence of it is something you probably haven't seen a real decline in.
No, heart disease is the greatest health risk to Americans today. It's responsible for 25% of all deaths, yet the risk factors are controllable.
25% of all deaths. Now, when you say heart disease, it's such a general term, Christiane. So what diseases are we talking about specifically?
We're talking about high cholesterol. We're talking about high blood pressure. We're talking about smoking and the damage that it does to the heart.
And smoking is something that has decreased since your early days as a registered nurse, undoubtedly, Christiane. But again, the incidence of heart disease continue to be the leading cause of death in the United States. So there are some things that people can do to not only check themselves and make sure that their heart is healthy, but also to make their heart healthy.
Correct. There are some modifiable risks. Smoking, as we discussed, is one of them. Diet, eating a healthy diet, low fat, low cholesterol diet is another. Exercising is helpful to decrease blood pressure and cholesterol, those types of things.
Christiane, it's a maze out there these days as far as information is concerned. You can look anywhere on television, online. Even recently, I know I've been exploring a lot of the documentaries on Netflix and Hulu, places like that on my subscription service to watch TV. Any wealth of information, all the way up from people that say you should only eat plants and vegetables and go completely vegan, all the way down to people that say a bowl of Lucky Charms and a pound of ground beef a day is just fine for you. So when it comes to heart disease, I mean, what are some absolute no-nos? Smoking has got to be right there at the top.
Smoking is absolutely at the top. Eating a high-fat diet is at the top. High cholesterol diet is at the top.
These are things that undoubtedly are not easy for people to curtail in their daily lives, Christiane, but is that something that you can at least lend some support to for folks at Cascade Medical Center, at least to relay them to some support efforts?
Yes, we have a dietitian that's available here at Cascade Medical. She works 2 Mondays a month, and she's very helpful with regard to promoting healthy diet changes and lifestyle changes for patients with these types of conditions.
And Christiane, what about genetic risks as far as heart disease is concerned? Do we find this follows a chain?
It does follow, definitely. Unfortunately, hereditary risk factors are not modifiable. So in that case, it would be especially important for people in a hereditary high-risk category to curtail smoking and to eat healthy and to exercise.
And Christiane, one last thing. Folks are listening today and maybe they've been concerned about their heart health. Maybe they have some of these risk factors we've already talked about. They are a smoker or were recently before they quit. What are some of the signs or signals that should be watched out for?
Well, unfortunately, heart disease is insidious and most people don't know they have it until they have an acute issue. So we would recommend that people that know that there's a hereditary factor to obviously start getting checked early on for their cholesterol levels, for their blood pressure. So contact with your provider is essential. It's a silent killer, the blood pressure part of it. And so the only way to know is to go in and have your blood pressure checked and then follow your provider's instructions and encouragement on how to keep your blood pressure within normal limits.
Christiane Brown, the registered nurse and certified case manager with Cascade Medical Center, with us today for the Cascade Medical Minute. Christiane, I sure appreciate the information. Anything else you want to share?
Nope, I think we're great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, I sure appreciate the time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you next go around here on the Cascade Medical Minute. Again, it happens every first and third Thursday of the month right here on the Coho Morning Show on the Valley's Best Mix, the all-new Coho 101.